questioning the court's legitimacy and also saying that the court needs to regain the nation's trust. Carrie Severino is with the Judicial Confirmation Network, and she told Fox News this is exactly what the Democrats have been trying to do to Kavanaugh all along.
That's been their strategy all along, I think. They wanted to delay the deny him confirmation if he could, delay it if they couldn't, and then delegitimize it. I think they're just hoping to find some way to push back against what is now a constitutionalist majority. So they're not going to give them every decision they want, so they're going to try to undercut the legitimacy of the court. I think it's ironic when you hear a lot of people complaining that, oh, this is going to delegitimize the court. They're doing that by their own rhetoric. They know that this was a fair and legitimate confirmation process, you know, as fair as it could be under the circumstances. What the Democrats were doing there was very unfair. But I saw from my own boss, I worked for Justice Thomas, you know, he had obviously a bruising confirmation process as well, but he has served 27 years now with distinction. I think so many people recognize him as one of the most principled members of the court. He gets along great with his colleagues. So, you know, their wishful thinking that somehow Justice Kavanaugh will have an asterisk, I think, is just that.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1957 when Jerry Lee Lewis recorded Great Balls of Fire in Memphis, Tennessee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather today is brought to you by John Marshall Weather. He says a high pressure off the New England coast will continue to bring a wind off the ocean. Cloudy skies, spotty showers, or areas of drizzle are expected tonight into Tuesday morning. This high looks to park itself off the eastern seaboard Tuesday and Wednesday, resulting in above average temperatures and dry conditions after the morning clouds and drizzle burn off on Tuesday. Wednesday will be summer-like with highs around 80. Both days will be humid. All eyes are on strengthening Hurricane Michael. The hurricane should become a powerful Category 3 storm with winds near 120 miles per hour and making landfall Wednesday somewhere along the Panhandle or Big Bend area of Florida. Damaging winds and flooding rains are likely. By Thursday, a cold front will be approaching the region. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. If Michael moves far enough north, the storm will enhance our rainfall and gusty winds could occur, especially at the coast, for Thursday night into Friday morning. If it stays just far enough south and east, Friday will be dry. At this time, all of the latest computer guidance, he's leaning toward the storm staying far enough offshore, resulting in a dry Friday. The trough does not look to sharpen, resulting in a track offshore. This is a potential miss, so check in with John Marshall Weather. As a synopsis, tonight, cloudy with areas of drizzle, lows in the lower to mid-60s in the city, around 60 inland by us. Tuesday morning clouds and spotty drizzle to some sun, warm and humid, highs near 80. Wednesday, partly sunny, warm and humid, and highs near 80. Stay tuned to listen to the weather here at Hunterdon County Radio and with John Marshall Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, hello. Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Welcome to Girl Boss. Devin and I... are filling in. I'm Deb Hill for Brooks Ellis, and that's who we have with us today. So we are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, Devin, encouraging our county to thrive. We want to provide a positive space to spotlight women as a driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses. We are here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Right, Devin?
Right. Brooke,
right, Brooke?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yay.
So we finally figured out how to do the call-in over here on Girl Boss. And we have Brooke with us. And we miss her dearly. She has been was the co-founder of the show with me for a couple months before she hightailed it up to Maine. And how's your summer going? How is Maine?
It's good, and I am officially back. I came back a little bit early because we had to attend a wedding in New York City this past weekend, and instead of flying in and flying back and then driving down next week, we just decided to come in a little bit early. So that's what we did. And I'm here in New Jersey trying to get my ducks in a row. Right. I've been gone for like 3 months, but I'm happy to be back. I am. I just wish the weather was a little bit better.
Wait, you're here in New Jersey?
Yes.
Why aren't you here in studio with us? What is this?
I couldn't make it with the meetings that I had on my schedule today, but I hopefully will be able to join you guys soon.
Well,
in the actual office so that you won't have to call. And plus, I feel like I helped you guys figure out the calling thing. So that's
yes,
a big one.
Yes, we needed a guinea pig, and I'm so glad it could have been you.
Yeah.
Happy to be the guinea pig, always.
So tell us, how's business? How are things going? You had a lot going on last time you were on the show with us.
Yes, a lot has been happening. B Squared is growing by leaps and bounds, which is good, but, you know, to be honest, since that's what we do here, is we share with honesty about what it's like to be a girl boss, it's stressful, because with growing comes growing pains, and growing pains are difficult. So the fun stuff is that we're growing, and I was recently presented with an award. Actually, last month in September, I came down to an acceptance award for being a top 25 brand builder and woman entrepreneur in New Jersey, which I'm really excited about.
Wow.
And
I'm congratulations. I was going to ask you about that.
Really excited about that.
Yeah.
So the award is essentially for excellence in areas of innovation, community involvement, which I completed that with Devin through our involvement with Valley Crest Farm and Preserve, and also advocacy for women, which I fulfilled by having an all-female remote team here at B Squared. So, you know, that's the exciting stuff.
That's fantastic.
That is super exciting, and it's well-deserved, Brooke. I mean, you have done leaps and bounds with your company since you started it. Do you want to, for the listeners that weren't around when you were on the show with us, do you want to go through a quick one-two of what you do and what your business is all about?
Yeah, sure. So we are a done-for-you social media management and advertising company. So what that means is our clients come to us and they hand us their social media pages, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and or they hand us their paid media. So any sort of online advertising, which can mean social advertising, like advertising on Facebook, or it could mean pay-per-click paid media, which would be done through like Google or Bing or Yahoo. We also run ads on Spotify for some of our clients. So if it's an online ad, we can do it for you.
That's great. I was wondering how you got those ads into Spotify and other apps and stuff. So I'll be talking to you about that, Deb.
Yeah, a lot of the big platforms now have their own like advertising management dashboard and platform, just because they've come to realize how important advertising is to their businesses.
Yes.
As well as the businesses of people who use those platforms. So to our happiness, they've really made it easy to kind of sign on to those management platforms and start to deliver ads. They've kind of taken a page from the Facebook model and made it very user-friendly for people to run campaigns, because as we all know, Facebook's now public and they have to make a certain amount of money for their investors, and advertising is really where they make that money. So I think a lot of these other platforms have kind of realized that Facebook made it easy for people to run ads, which then made it easy for Facebook to make money.
So they're following suit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, if they're smart, they are. So yeah, definitely we've noticed a lot of the platforms have gotten like updated interfaces and become a lot more user friendly.
And what does that do for your business?
So it makes it easier for the do-it-yourself crowd to really run their own ads, which is great. I actually don't see that as a bad thing. I think, you know, if people have the time or the skill or the resources to run their own ads, I think they definitely should. If they don't, then they can come to us.
There you go.
Yeah, delegation is important in business for the things that you don't do fantastically. But I do have to say, I have been looking at the Facebook advertising, setting it up to run it for, you know, my own business. And it's very sophisticated. And some of the things, it's really hard, but it's a challenge to keep track of and understand what the numbers mean, you know?
That's the thing about it. There is a special skill set that's involved with advertising. So, like, I always tell people, and Deb, you know this because you and I have had this conversation several times, but I know enough to be dangerous.
Yeah.
But the people who we hire, we have three people in our advertising who help with advertising. We have a manager and two coordinators, and we're actually hiring for another coordinator now. And they all have to pass certain tests. So they have certain certifications for advertising. And then we have our own B-Squared branded. We have two tests that we actually give to people that they have to pass before we'll even interview them. So there's definitely a special skill set that you have to have, especially, I think, especially when you're running ads with large budgets behind them. So some of our clients, for instance, on the larger side are spending like $20,000-$30,000 a month on advertising. So when we're responsible for handling that kind of money, we want to make sure that the people that we hire have a special skill set. But that's not to say that, like, you, Deb, or I, Brooke, mm-hmm. couldn't figure out how to do them on our own. It just means you have to have time. I think that's the biggest resource that people don't have. It's the time, because you have to read up on what all of those data points mean, and
yes.
and how do I, you know, what data point is successful, and how do I track conversions, and how do I set up goal tracking inside of my analytics platform that talks to the Facebook platform. And it's just a lot of either time or be special skills, I think, that go into doing it. But people can do it. I'm not going to sit here and say people can't or shouldn't do it themselves. I think if they have the time, then they certainly can.
So you have a highly qualified team of women, and they are doing all of this work. Tell me, if there's a woman out there who would like to prepare in order to work either in the field or for your company, what types of education do you recommend that they get?
Yeah, so for all of our roles, both on the social media and the advertising side, we look at obviously having a Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science is fine too, but really we look at more BAs because we like for them to be in the fields of like marketing, communication, journalism. There's really nothing out there yet that I've seen that's specific to social media, and social media changes so often that I don't know that would ever be a thing, quote
yeah.
unquote. But, you know, something in the marketing and communication fields, we also know from experience that ladies who come to us are really, I mean, it doesn't have to be a lady. It could be a man or a lady. Thus far, it's been mm-hmm. lovely ladies. But if the man or woman applying has customer service experience, that's also been really big win for us, because really that's what's happening on social media. There's a big pivot where millennials especially and Generation Z are turning to social media channels to make those customer service complaints or ask those questions for support.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of companies really need help covering, you know, those after hours or Saturdays or Sundays or holidays where someone else, a third party like ourselves, are coming in and helping them handle that uptick of customer service requests that happen online.
Okay, that's fantastic.
I don't have time for it.
I did hear my first commercial ever on getting, you know, like working at home to do social media and make an extra $1,000 a month. And I thought, oh, it's definitely was not the caliber of what you do or what we would want as business owners at this point. It sounded like, an extra thought instead of the central focus of someone's career. But I'm hoping to see either in the communications or the marketing department, something like that. There's some mixes going on in universities right now. They're trying to put the communications/journalism area and the advertising/marketing and the filmmaking like all in the same kind of area because it's starting to blur. The lines are really starting to blur. I'm just really interested to see what comes out in the next 5 to 10 years from these universities in terms of preparedness, you know, our young adults coming into the work world. So you'll have to let us know how that goes.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have a range. Everyone who works for us, you know, it ranges from me. I think I'm the oldest. So Gen X down to, we definitely have some millennials and older millennials. I don't think we have any Gen Z. Well, actually, I take that back. We may have one person who fits into that Gen Z. And, you know, honestly, like, I don't know that anybody fits any of those, like, labels that are out there, although we have had people fit those labels. They're just not with us anymore. But, you know, I think that the number one thing that we look for besides, you know, experience would be that, like, they actually care. They really care about the work that they're doing. They really care about helping these clients with either their paid media or their organic social media. And that is hard to come by. So I think that's why I also have these growing pains, because when I have to hire, it's such a struggle to find people who meet all of those educational and experience points, but who also, like, actually care about doing good work. I think that's a really difficult part of what I do and what we do and what my growing pains happen to be centered around.
Well, employees are definitely one of the hardest aspects to a business, but, you know, it really does sound like your company culture promotes growth, compassion, and development for not only your employees, but for your clients as well. So I think that's really important. Hey, Brooke, we're going to pop off for our first commercial break. We are about 10 minutes behind on that one. If you can just hold on for a couple minutes, we will be right back, okay?
Sure thing.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and me, Deb Hill. And Brooks Ellis. Yay! Three wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss. So, boss, Brooke,
have questions. I left your microphone down. I'm so sorry if you were trying to talk. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. Okay. Thank you. Brooke is in via teleconference today, and we're this is a work in progress for us. I hope people can hear you.
I hope they can.
I see it working over there. Yes, I think we'll do fine. I think someone who loves me is going to text me if there's a problem, and who's listening out there. So
yeah,
I have people who love me.
We're not on
there.
Facebook Live today since you're not in studio. So we don't really know. And nobody can chime in.
Devin looks hot as usual, everybody.
Oh,
so,
please.
You know.
He always looks so good.
Doesn't thank you, Brooke. Thank you.
That's
thank
why
you.
Most of the people watch the show.
We did have over 850 viewers on last week's Facebook.
That's
huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brooke, this might be better geared towards you. The organic reach was 850. The people that watched for 3 seconds or more, I think was, what did I say it was?
380 something.
There you go.
I could look up the number if
you
want.
I was pretty impressed. Whatever.
That is impressive. Way to go, ladies. High five. Virtual high fives all around.
Yay. Thank you. Now back to your award, which we kind of veered from because we wanted to give more gravity to the understanding of why you won that awesome award. And I was going to wait a little longer to come back to it, but...
She got anxious.
Yeah, I did.
So top 25 brand builders.
What are the parameters for... I know the work you did with Valley Crest was one aspect you said. And what is the work that you did with Valley Crest? Is that the community effort?
Yes.
You said
so.
Okay.
Devin and I, as I think anybody who's been a frequent listener knows, met through working as trustees on the Valley Crest Farm and Preserve Board. And Valley Crest is a local farm. It's off of Allerton Road on 31. Mm-hmm. And it is a local nonprofit farm. And our mission is really to educate young people and the local community on sustainable farming, as well as we grow about, I don't know, Devin, what's the percentage now? Is it 50% of what we grow goes to local food banks?
Yes, it's always been over 50. I know this past year and the year before, we donated 50,000 pounds each year. So for the past 3 years, we've donated over 150,000 pounds of fresh produce to local food pantries and homeless shelters.
Yeah, so that was one of the requirements. One of the requirements was innovation, which I think will... What we do is considered innovative. I don't know that we do anything innovative inside of our field, but I guess social media and paid media are still kind of like up-and-coming stars and considered innovative. So that's kind of what checks that box. And then...
So this wasn't just social media groups.
What was that?
This wasn't just groups that focus on social media.
No. These are the requirements. So there was like 1,000 people who were nominated,
wow.
And 25 won.
There
and
we go.
And these were the requirements for winning. And the third was, you know, supporting obviously of women, since this is a woman's entrepreneur group. That along with New Jersey Monthly Magazine, those are the two groups that kind of picked the winners. And that was kind of a layup for me too, because our team is all women.
Yeah.
And they looked at my financials and they made sure that we were actually like making money and growing the way we say we are. So they got to talk to my accountant and see all of that stuff, which was interesting. But yeah, so I guess we passed with flying colors and we made it through and won the award.
Of course.
So,
wow.
I have to give a shout out to Dick, who sits on the board with Devin and I. Dick actually nominated me for the award, and
wow.
I thought that was really, really sweet of Dick. Dick is like in his 80s, and he's one of my favorite people on the board. He just cracks me up. So
he sounds like a cool guy. I have to meet him. And that's great to actually, because a lot of times you don't know where these awards are, and they're sitting out there looking for really good applicants, you know, and I'm really glad that you were nominated for that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. It was a surprise. I didn't think I would win, quite honestly. I just, you know, if you see some of the women who were nominated and who won, they're like real deal ladies. And I think that's another thing that we could talk about is imposter syndrome. You know, it's hard when you're in it and I see the good and the bad. So I see these good things, but like I said, I see these growing pains that we have too. And I see, you know, when we can't get the job done for certain clients, which happens from time to time. And so I see the good and the bad. So a lot of times it makes it difficult for me to be accepting of nice things, awards or compliments or whatever it may be, because I feel like an imposter, and I see these other women and they're doing like incredible things, and I think, oh my God, I'm not doing anything that incredible.
Oh, they're formidable,
but it's nice,
huh?
To have other people kind of confirm, like, hey, you're doing all right, and hang in there. And it definitely, the timing was really nice, because, you know, I've just been like stressed thinking about these growing pains, and we're in the last quarter of the year, so I have a bunch of sales benchmarks I have to meet. So the timing was definitely really nice, and it's always nice to know that people are thinking of you. And that's, I think that's my message. You should surround yourself with people, not just personally, but professionally, who can help lift you up with your career and what you're doing, and make sure that you, you know, don't have that imposter syndrome going all the time.
That's a fantastic point. When you surround yourself with people you admire and who are positive and who take action on their businesses, and they don't seem, whether they're afraid or not, you know, they go through and do these things, then you see that it can be done as well. If you surround yourself with people who are kind of maybe in the same boat as you think you are at this moment, if you're not as sure about yourself or as positive as you'd like to be, then that's where you stay. So that's a really good point.
Yeah, it's the power of positivity.
Attitude
is everything.
I mean, Deb knows. I am friends with both of you. You know, we talk professional stuff, but we're also friends personally. And I think that's why I've remained friends with you guys, is because I can come to you guys. We can have a little, like, rant fest about certain things. But at the end of the day, I always leave the conversation feeling positive about our friendship and positive about myself. And that's just so important as a woman. You know, I always use the hashtag, if you follow me on Instagram, women supporting women.
Yes.
And that's such a huge thing for me. I really, truly believe that as women, especially when we look at the time, that the things that women are going through right now, we really have to support one another if we want to make it through these times. And if we want to climb up that ladder, we have to stop tearing each other down and start lifting each other up.
Oh, yeah, well, and not just women supporting women, but just supporting your community and others around you. I don't think it really even needs to be designated towards other females, but just in general, if you're a positive and supportive person, I think that you'll succeed or go farther than, as opposed to being negative or focusing on, you know, the pitfalls of what's going on in your life at this current time. But
yeah. I agree. I mean, I come from a nonprofit background, so I feel like it's kind of in my nature to give back. But I like also hanging out with people who give back, which I think, like you said, it just kind of plays into itself. Like, positivity breeds positivity.
Absolutely.
That's kind of like that concept of giver's gain, too, where you don't do it so that you can gain, but you give because your heart is there for it. And, you know, what goes around comes around. You end up gaining so much just because of the experience of being able to offer out your talents and skills and time in something worthy. So
yeah, I think that's another really good point that you make, is that, you know, you can hope for the best, right? You can hope that giving a speech or winning the award or whatever it may be information may bring you business, but that can't be like the main driver behind why you do what you do, because it just, I don't know, maybe it can't be the main driver. For me, I'll say it's not the main driver behind what I do. I do what I do because I like giving back. But if you think about it, I joined the Valley Crest Farm and Preserve Board of Trustees because I like giving back. I like the cause, and that led to me meeting Dick, and Dick led to me winning this award, which had to do with work. So it's all very cyclical. It definitely, when you put that positivity and you give back, I think it comes back to you in one form or another.
Now, bringing that award back up, now, can you tell us what you won? I think that there was a conference involved and maybe a few other...
So I got my name listed in New Jersey Monthly Magazine. Woohoo! And I got this beautiful plaque. And there was an event, which I came in town for. It was in September, and it was a lovely lunch. And all of the winners were there, as well as their loved ones. My mom came, and a couple of people from my team came. And really, it was just, you know, they ran these videos that they had created, leading woman entrepreneurs had created with each one of the winners. And it was just kind of a celebration of the 25 winners. So
That's awesome.
A nice luncheon, a beautiful plaque/award, and a mention in New Jersey Monthly Magazine.
That's fantastic. So, now, I recall that you were just at some monster conference a month or so ago.
That was a totally different event that I was speaking at.
Could you be any busier?
At the Insight Conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the following Wednesday after the award ceremony.
And what was that conference? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. It was called the Insight Conference. It happened, I think this is the third year. It's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and essentially it's a big marketing conference where they bring people in marketing or who want to learn marketing, or people in social media or advertising together. I think there was like 350 people at the conference, and they have several speakers, and I was one of the speakers speaking about social media processes.
I want to go next year, please.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good, thanks.
The information, it's really a great conference, and I just, you know, I like the smaller conferences. I attend conferences that are range from like really small to really big, and I kind of like this size, like around like the 200 to 400 people size, because the networking is so much better. Like I feel like at the really big conferences, you're just kind of like trying to get to your next track, and everybody's like running around like a crazy person. And at these smaller conferences, it's not too small. I feel like it's just right. It's like the Goldilocks of conferences, because you really get you get to meet some great people, and the networking just feels a little more like real and entrenched. Like I've already talked to a couple of the people who I met at the conference since the conference, and we want to meet up for coffee. So I just feel like, yeah, that size, I guess if I'm giving tips on everything I say, if you look for the conferences that are like 200 to 400 people, that's like my favorite size, because I feel like you're making like real deal connections with people when you're networking.
That makes sense. Absolutely. You're still an admin on our Facebook page, right, Brooke?
I believe so. Believe it or not, I'm not on Facebook that much anymore because now I do all like sales and ops. But hang on, I'm going to run out to Facebook right now and I'll tell you.
Because I was going to say, if you could share a link maybe to that conference and to the top 25 brand builder awards list.
Yes, I could post that video montage.
Perfect.
On the page.
Thank you.
Girl Boss. Yes.
I love to delegate.
I am on the page, so I could definitely share that information after we jump off the call today.
Thank you. Perfect.
A link to the conference, and I'll share the video montage.
Well, we can't wait to see it. We can't wait to see it. And it looks like you already have a partner to go with you next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love. Anybody's welcome. It's such a great event. We can get a caravan of lovely ladies from Hunterdon County.
Four
gentlemen, lovely gentlemen, and head out to Lancaster, which, P.S., Lancaster is so adorable. It's in downtown Lancaster, and it's so cute. I mean, just yeah. I really liked everything.
What was the name of the town?
Conference.
It's Lancaster, right?
Lancaster's the county, right? Because then you have a bunch of very interesting town names out in Lancaster.
Yeah, it's like Amish. It's known as Amish country, but the downtown is really cosmopolitan. Like the place where we had the networking event the night before was like really she and cute. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It's really a city. My parents had a B&B in Strasbourg, off Eisenhower Road there, like right by the train station. And for 13 years, so I have some friends down there who are Amish who I miss terribly, so I'd love to go see them. I'm going to make a long vacation out of our trip next year when we go, just to say hi. But yeah, it's an interesting county down there. It's just gorgeous farmland. And then there's this, like you said, Brooke, this city in the middle of, but it's adorable. The homes are gorgeous, like brownstones and stuff, and the roads are very pleasant to go down. Some crowded spots, right? But it was good. It's nice there.
So what's next for you, Brooke?
Nothing. My biggest thing is, you know, it's Q4, which means the last quarter. And as I'm sure, I don't have to tell you ladies, the holiday vortex hit like the week before Thanksgiving. So you really don't even get a whole 3 months in Q4. I feel like you get about a month and a half. Ish, maybe 2 months if you're lucky to like get those last minute sales in. So for me, this month is like nose to the grindstone, really trying to close up any of these
just this
accounts
month
that are still lingering in my pipeline so I can hit my numbers for 2018.
Just this month is nose to the grindstone for you?
That's the story of your life, Brooke. Nose to the grindstone.
Wait, what was that? I missed that. What's the story of my life?
You said, so it's really nose to the grindstone this month to get all these accounts closed. And I said, it's not just this month. And then Deb said, it's the story of your life.
Well, yes, I guess, you know, our work is never done as anybody, I think, who works. Even, like, stay-at-home moms, I feel like actually their work is never done.
Oh, boy, that's for sure.
I don't have kids. So that's the one thing I think I have going for me. I do get to rest.
How do you balance your work-to-life ratio? You know, as you said, you just went up to Maine. I know that you picked up horseback riding this summer. And you're doing some fun things. But at the same point, I mean, you are making waves with your business. And, I mean, that goes to show from the award that you just received.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I don't think I have a very good work-life balance.
So, Brooke,
I think it's probably like 60-40 most of the time. Like this summer was good because, yeah, I picked up horseback riding again and I hope to keep doing that here. But it's like probably 60-40, I would say.
There's
so like 60% towards work and 40% personal. So it's not balanced, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, as long as you don't get burnt out, I guess, is the main goal. And that depends on your personality specifically.
Now, what I was going to say is there's a difference in balance versus harmony. And harmony is where things work well, but they're not equal, you know, 50-50, let's say. Balance always reminds me of a tightrope, and you're walking a tightrope, and any second, you know, you could fall off that balance. But harmony, everything's like, it's like more like a symphony where everybody's working together to create one beautiful sound. So you've got some of your life here and some of it there and different times.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah, different.
So I would say I'm in pretty good harmony. I mean, it's not perfect all the time and sometimes it fluctuates, but I would be happy with 60-40 all the time.
Well, if you love what you do, right?
As I get older, if that started to like, you know, go the other direction, like 50-50 and then 40-60, but the other way, I mean, that would be hopefully what would happen. But, you know, I was telling my parents when we were talking about winning this award and they were doing the whole, like, we're so proud of you parents thing. I just said, like, I got to be honest with you. I'm tired. And, you know, like, you always think, you know, no matter where you are in your career, you always say, okay, this is my goal. And then once you hit that goal, you're like, oh, well, then this is my new goal. And so I was telling my parents, you know, the goalpost is constantly moving. I don't think there ever is, like, a time when you say, oh, okay, I'm going to meet this goal, and then you're done. It just keeps changing, and new goals keep coming. And so I think, you know, coming to grips with that and then refocusing on what my harmony is. So maybe my harmony isn't 60-40 if I still am tired. Maybe I need to aim more for 50-50. But I think always, like, evaluating where you are and where your happiness is coming from and setting new goals for yourself, both professionally and personally, to make sure that you are in harmony with yourself.
Well, ladies, that's some very good advice from both of you, I think. We have hit the 5:45 mark, so we're going to move off into a commercial break. But Brooke, we'll have about 10 minutes when we get back, so I look forward to hearing more about B Squared.
Thank you.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss. Devin LeConte and me, Deb Hill, we are both speaking with Brooke Sellis right now about how to be a badass girl boss owning your own business in social media.
Hello.
Pardon the French.
Yes, on our Girl Boss Facebook page, which if you go to Facebook, that's at facebook.com/girlboss. HCR for Hunterdon County Radio. And video still of me from the video where they create the little like snippet is horrible.
Oh boy. I'm sure it's not bad.
So just FYI, it's up if people want to watch it, and then I'll go through a little bit later so as not to mess with Facebook's algorithm, and I will also post a link to the Insight Conference. So Facebook has this weird little game that they play with you. It's known as the Edge Rank algorithm. And essentially, the algorithm looks at the type of content you share. And yes. It also looks at the way people engage with the content you share. And it looks at how much you share. And based on those things, decides to show or not show your content to people on Facebook.
Oh, well, I never...
So how do we get around that?
You cannot get around it. Unfortunately, it's all about posting often. It's all about getting people to engage with your content, and that means posting content that people want to engage with. It has to happen naturally, organically. It also means paying for that content to be seen. Because even if you meet all of those algorithm requirements, Facebook still only shows your content to 0 to 6% of your audience. So, for example, if you had 100 fans, Facebook would say, okay, if you meet all of these algorithm requirements, we'll still only show your content to 0 to 6 people. If you want more people to see your content, then you're going to have to pay to play.
Mm-hmm. So why would you wait to post the second?
Because if I posted this video and it doesn't get very good engagement, and then I post again shortly after, because that first post didn't get good engagement, my second post is likely not to get good engagement. If I get good engagement on this first post, and then I post again sometime after, Facebook's going to say, oh, well, people liked that most recent post, so we'll show this to more people too, and hopefully they'll engage with it as well.
Okay, so as long as our videos are getting good engagement, they'll keep showing our video?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's kind of how it works. I mean, in so many words. It's a little more complicated, but yes.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, Brooke, I think Deb had some final questions for you, and I don't know if you recall, but you started something, the crazy super fun questions, when you were here, and may not have looked at that in a while, but we have them pulled up for you. So
yeah, brace yourself.
Once we get through a couple of final questions, we're going to move on and start quizzing you or interrogating you, or, well, we'll see.
Okay, Deb. See? Sorry, Brooke.
It's contagious.
I think it's our. Listen, a lot of people out there don't know how you got started in your business. So to inspire these people that maybe they can also do this, how did you get started in your business?
Oh, I would say go watch the video on our Girl Boss Facebook page, because that actually goes into very deep detail on how I got started. So I would refer to our Facebook page. You got to go give some video engagement love. And I literally tell this story, like the full-on long version story of how I got my start in with B-Squared Media. So go to facebook.com/girlboss8.
Okay, great. That'll be good. We'll wait for that. And for those who are seriously contemplating their businesses, to either begin them or to work on them and grow them, do you have any advice to inspire these people?
Yeah, my biggest advice would be to document everything, because sure, it may just be you for forever. It may just be you for a long time. It was just me for like 2.5 years. But I wish I would have documented all of the little things that lived in my head. So like processes on how I did things, because that's one of the biggest things I had to play catch up with when it was time to hire someone. And I feel like I still am playing catch up on some of those processes that we never really documented, that just kind of like, oh, this is how we do it. It's out there, but it's not really documented. So I would say document everything that you do, from little stuff to big stuff, so that you can start to build a process. And that means when you bring on another person to help you, whether it's a VA or a part-time person or a full-time employee, you already have built out exactly what they need to do in easy step-by-step processes, so that you guys can just keep moving and grooving and grow even faster.
That's great advice.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, Brooke. Well, we have 4 minutes left. How many of these do you think we can get through?
You
bring
ask
it. Bring it. Let's just see what we can do.
All right. We're going to start at the top and work our way down.
Oh.
What is your favorite word?
I probably say awesome a lot. I think probably even too much. Awesome.
I'm gonna go with
awesome.
Well, we're going to go back and re-listen to this awesome recording and see if that is actually the case. All right, number two.
Oh my God, I have to ask this question? She gave me the
you
phone
can skip
to
that
ask
one.
This question. All right,
you
Brooke,
can skip that if you want.
I was the R-rated woman here, but PG-rated or whatever, what turns you on? We're not skipping a question. She wrote this.
What turns me on?
What turns you on?
Oh, gosh. food.
Yay! I'm gonna have to
food
cook for you.
And if we're talking about like in people, what turns me on, I would just say intellect.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
What's to follow that up? What sound or noise do you love?
Oh my god, I hate most sounds. Like my phone is on. Devin knows this. My phone is constantly on silent.
Yeah, I know. I called you twice today.
Pings and notifications. My favorite sound. Thunderstorms. I love thunderstorms.
Silence?
Oh, yeah.
It's not silence?
Thunderstorms are great, yeah. Aren't they? Especially when you're inside cozy under a blanket with a cup
yes,
of tea.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Okay, wait, what's my question? Hold on. What is your favorite curse word? Reading mine.
Oh, man. I say S-H-I-T burger, which is funny. I say, shoot burger, but I say the actual word, and then I also drop the F-bomb a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, speed round. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would love to be like something to do with animals, like an animal caretaker or activist or bird watcher.
Oh man, if you get paid for bird watching, that'd be awesome. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you? I think that's subjective.
Oh my god, I'm probably like an 8 or above. Seriously, I'm a weirdo.
What are you not very good at? We got 2 minutes and 2 questions.
Oh, take your time.
Oh my god, I'm terrible at so many things. I cannot parallel park. I'm also just really not probably a good backer-upper when
oh
I
boy.
Drive. Driving.
Driving backwards.
So who drives to Maine?
When I drive to Maine, I'm very bad because I, like, speed the whole way.
Do you drive? Your husband doesn't? Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, we both drive separate cars up because, you know, we have work stuff we have to go drive to. So, Okay. Yeah, I'm bad.
You get there first, though, at least.
I don't know. He's probably worse than me.
All right. So tell me something that's true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
Agrees with me on.
That's a tough one. What's true that no one agrees with you on?
Hurry up, we got one more question after this.
That Kermit the Frog is like the best thing ever invented ever.
Ever, ever, ever?
That's adorable. Yeah, he is
ever,
definitely.
Ever.
All right, room, desk, or car? Which do you clean first?
Wait, what was it? Room?
Desk or car?
Ooh, car would be last. Room would be first. Room or desk would be tied, but car would be left. My car isn't desperate.
Oh, man.
I'm bad with all things car.
Perfect, Brooke. Well, we're going to head off. We have gone over our time, but it's always a pleasure to have you here, and we miss you dearly, and much great wishes for success in your business moving forward.
Thank you.
You've done fantastic.
So much for having me and chatting with me, and for all of the nice, very nice, awesome compliments. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, always.
You're awesome.
All right, Brooke, we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us on Girl Boss today. And you can listen in every Monday at 5 p.m. right here on Hunterdon County Radio. You can find us on Facebook at Girl Boss HCR. Take care.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Monday that he expects a lot of Democratic voters to support Republican candidates in the upcoming midterms because of how the party's lawmakers handled sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president also talked about how he believes Democrats are moving further and further to the left.
The main base of the Democrats have shifted so far left that we'll end up being Venezuela. This country would end up being Venezuela.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. And if we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Mitch McConnell's marking a milestone. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Senate's top Republican will become the longest-serving Senate Republican leader in history, his tenure to surpass that of former Senator Bob Dole. And according to the U.S. Senate Historical Office, Tuesday will mark McConnell's 4,179th day as the Senate Republican leader. Meanwhile, McConnell saying over the weekend the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is his proudest